Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Welcome back to our show. Today, Lorna, we're focusing on another important health topic. Can you give us a little idea and let our listeners know what we're discussing today?
Absolutely, Rosemary. Today I'm going to be talking about bone health and osteoporosis prevention. This is really important as we age, and while it affects both men and women, women face a significantly higher risk after menopause. So some pretty scary stats. In Australia, osteoporosis affects over 1 million people, and alarmingly, a fracture occurs approximately every 3 minutes due to poor bone health. And many people don't even realize they have osteoporosis until they actually experience a fracture, which is why it's often called the silent disease. And so by age 60, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men will suffer a fracture due to osteoporosis. And then there's the other fact that after having one fracture, the risk of having another one more than doubles.
Oh my goodness, those statistics are pretty eye-opening, Lorna. What are some of the risk factors people should be aware of when it comes to osteoporosis?
Well, Rosemary, there's several factors that can contribute to this. Obviously, age is a major factor, as mm-hmm. our bone density naturally decreases as we get older. There's the gender risk. So women are at higher risk, as I mentioned, especially after menopause when estrogen levels drop significantly. And then family history also plays a role. So if your parents or grandparents had osteoporosis, you might be at increased risk. Then there's body frame or size. People with smaller body frames actually tend to have less bone mass to draw from as they age. And then there's contributing factors from lifestyle like smoking or excessive alcohol consumption and sedentary lifestyle, which can all increase your risk. There's certain medications and conditions, particularly long-term use of corticosteroids, that can contribute to bone loss. And then there's dietary factors. So low calcium intake throughout your life and vitamin D deficiency are significant contributors, because we actually build our bone from our teens. So that's kind of important across our lifespan.
Wow. Now, that's pretty helpful information. But what can our listeners do to maintain healthy bones and prevent osteoporosis, Lorna?
Well, the good news is there are several practical steps that everyone can take to support good bone health. The first thing is ensuring that you have adequate calcium intake. So you've got dairy products, leafy greens, almonds, fortified foods are all excellent sources. Adults generally need about 1,000 to 1,300 milligrams daily, depending on your age and gender. But then we also need to make sure that we're getting enough vitamin D, because that actually helps your body absorb the calcium. And sensible sun exposure and foods like fatty fish, egg yolks, and fortified products can help. But many, many Australians still need supplements. And it's important, I'll just mention here, if you're taking your vitamin D, to make sure that it's got vitamin K with it as well, because the K actually tells the vitamin D where to go in the bones. So it doesn't end up stuck in your soft tissues. Thirdly, regular weight-bearing exercise is absolutely crucial. Activities like walking, jogging, climbing, stairs, even dancing and resistance training all help with strengthening your bones. And then balance training is also important, because it helps you prevent those falls, which is critical for those with decreased bone density. So simple exercises just like standing on one foot or something like Tai Chi can really help with improving balance. Fifthly is limiting your alcohol consumption and avoiding smoking, as they both can obviously reduce bone density. And then finally, consider bone density testing if you're at risk. This is generally recommended for women 65 and older and men 70 years and older, but obviously earlier if you have some risk factors.
Those all sound like fairly manageable steps. Is there anything specific about an exercise that people should know?
Absolutely. So when it comes to exercise for bone health, not all activities are equally beneficial. So weight-bearing exercises are the ones that work against gravity are the most effective. So it could be high impact like jogging or tennis, or lower impact like walking or using elliptical machines. And then strength training with weights or resistance bands is particularly valuable, as it targets specific bones and muscle groups. So as you exercise, we the tendons from the muscles pull on the bones, and that sends the signal to actually send more bone there. So we want to aim for at least 30 minutes of bone strengthening exercise most days of the week. And also mentioning that activities like swimming and cycling are excellent for cardiovascular health, but they don't provide as much benefit for bone density because they're not weight bearing. So ideally mix it up, have different types of exercise in your routine.
Goodness me, Lorna, thank you so much. That's really valuable information. Do you have any final advice for us or our listeners before I let you go? About our
Absolutely.
Bone health? Yeah.
Absolutely, Rosemary. I'd really encourage everyone, especially those over 50, to be proactive about their bone health. Don't wait until you have a fracture to think about your bones. You've just got to remember that your bone health is built throughout your life, from childhood and adolescence, when we're peaking with our bone mass, right through to our adult years. So it's never too early or too late to make your positive changes. And then the final thing is, if you have risk factors for osteoporosis or you're concerned about your bone health, speak with your healthcare provider about appropriate screening and potential treatments, because early intervention can make a really significant difference in preventing fractures and maintaining quality of life and mobility as we age.
Lorna, thank you so much for that important insight into our bone health. We've enjoyed having you today and we look forward to hearing some more from you next time.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. It's always a pleasure to share health information with your listeners.
You've been listening to Lorna Golombek from Seed Physiotherapy on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you'd like to listen to this again, pop onto the 101.5 website and search podcast. Thank you, Lorna.
Thank you so much, Rosemary.